AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. According to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, the state of California has surpassed 30,000 coronavirus deaths. Many hospitals in the state are stretched to their limits. We should soon hear about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plans for legislation to impeach President Trump. Pelosi is expected to push Vice President Mike Pence to invoke constitutional authority through the 25th Amendment to force the president out after violent and deadly protests by supporters of the president. This is former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
This is the outpouring of something that has been festering for a long time. I hope that our government begins now in a very, very serious way, FBI, DHS on down, to focus on right-wing violent extremism.
Johnson was on NBC's Today Show. President-elect Joe Biden is nominating a career diplomat to lead the CIA.
William Burns spent 33 years at the State Department, including serving as ambassador to Russia. He rose to become deputy secretary of state before retiring to lead a Washington think tank. Burns has been sharply critical of the Trump administration as the president disparaged American spy agency assessments. Biden calls Burns a man with decades of experience keeping our people and our country safe, and says the American people will sleep soundly with Burns as the next CIA director. If confirmed, Burns would replace Gina Haspel, the first female CIA chief. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United. First Lady Melania Trump says she's disappointed and disheartened by the deadly riot at the Capitol by supporters of her husband. She's also lashing out at those she says have used the tragic event to spread salacious gossip, unwarranted personal attacks, and misleading accusations about her. This is AP News. The pandemic has been brutal on the retail and entertainment economy in and around the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood in New York City. Steve Olson owns the West Bank Cafe.
Well, our business went down 90% in March, and it stayed there throughout the entire time of the pandemic.
Olson says he was a couple of weeks away from running out of money. Then two customers stepped forward.
They refused to let the place go out of business. They said they needed it for themselves.
They started a GoFundMe page. People like Andre DeShields took part in a benefit show.
We commiserate and celebrate year after year. Where will we do that if this place isn't here?
I've spent some of my most delicious, my most insouciant, my most important times right here in the West Bank Cafe.
Olson is now optimistic he can stay open until indoor dining and live performances return in New York. There are other GoFundMe efforts around the city. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.